It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded all this week at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, this is our special weekend episode of Opinions Matter. It drops every week at around lunchtime on a Saturday, and it's just the maddest episode of the lot. Let me tell you how we come to this episode. Every week during the week, we do our podcast live on our Facebook page. And before we get into the main subject of the day, whatever the topic may be, we basically, myself and Jeremy or Casey from time to time, shoot the breeze here in the studio about everything and anything, just while the audience is building up on Facebook. And we talk the most random shite. We laugh a lot. I slag Jeremy an awful lot and Jeremy slags me an awful lot. And it's just, it's insane. We call it Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version. And everything that you are going to hear is completely unedited. And it sounds it as well. Anyway, this is episode number 36 of Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version. On this episode, amongst other things, because we talk all over the place, we're going to be asking, is Bray Beach really a beach? Because Jeremy says no, I argued that yes, it is. Hugging is to be banned in the workplace, and I think that's grand. I've no problem with that. I got a lovely hug from a very famous politician the other day, which was very nice. Jeremy apparently hugs women when they're having their periods, which is really weird. And we'll also be hearing about the fact that he allegedly went to university in Exeter in England, even though he hasn't a clue where Exeter is. All that and much more. Let's start last Monday.
When you Google Bray, it says Bray Beach. Now, I'm sorry, that is not a beach. I refuse. You know the way...
Well, it's a beach that just has lots of stones.
You know the way some countries refuse to recognise the state of Palestine?
Well, a lot of countries are now.
No, I do. Do you? Palestine.
Yeah.
Do you recognise them? Palestine walking down the road, would you recognise them?
How are you?
Palestine. Yeah, so you recognise Palestine. I do not recognise Bray Seafront as being a beach.
Why?
I'm sorry.
Well, define a beach then, please.
I've been on Bray Beach... No, see, I mean, it's embedded in my mind to call it a beach. I've been on Bray
Seafront.
That's Seafront. I'll use the words. No, no.
Well, it is the Seafront.
No, no. Seafront is back. That's back off the road. That's the Seafront. The front of the sea. But I'm talking the bit between the road.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the sea. What's that called?
The beach.
No, it's not. I'm sorry. Now, I've been on that location many, many times.
Yeah.
I've done rimming on it many, many times.
What?
I've rimmed on it.
What does that consist of?
When you're on your own and you're down, you kill 20 minutes.
No.
No. Have you not done that before? Rimmed on Bray Seafront.
I
can't even call it a seafront.
Yeah. It is a seafront.
No, no, no. Have you never rimmed on...
It has to be very, very calm for me to be able to do it. It has to be really, really calm.
For to rim on the beach?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
If there's too many waves, you just can't do it.
There's never waves there. There's never waves.
There is. Obviously there's waves.
Oh, I've never seen a wave.
Anyway, what's your issue? You refuse to refer to Bray Beach as a beach.
Well, what's your record?
Oh, probably three, maybe.
Ah, rookie. Rookie numbers they are.
Oh, really?
Oh, you'd be doubling that for me.
Really?
Oh, six rims.
You have to get the right stone.
Yes, but all the stones on Brave. Anyway, I digress. Six, by the way.
Very good. I must give you a competition, actually.
What?
I'll give you a competition, a rimming competition.
How pathetic.
I'll do a bit of rimming and then you do a bit of rimming and see who's better.
Me? We don't need to go down to Bray to do it. I can tell you now, six in a row.
Anyway, what is your issue with calling Bray Beach a beach?
I rimmed so hard one day in Bray, that it nearly ended up in Holyhead.
Did it? Yeah, okay, yeah, very good.
Three.
What is wrong with calling Bray Beach a beach?
Do people agree with me that unless there is sand on a piece of land, it is not a beach? That to me, like when I think of a beach,
mm-hmm.
Yeah?
It has to have sand.
Has to have sand. If it doesn't have sand, then can I call my back garden a beach?
Well, obviously not. It's a garden.
Because I don't have one.
And you don't have one, yeah.
No, can I call my back garden? Can I? Yes. As the proud, my front garden, okay? You've seen my front garden. It's quite nice. Terracotta.
It's smaller than this studio.
This studio is bloody huge. Can I call the front... So if I'm having friends over next weekend for a barbecue, yeah?
Yeah.
Why would you have a barbecue in this weather?
You wouldn't. It's bloody freezing.
Can I say to my friends, I'm inviting you over to the Dixon Beach.
No, it'd sound a bit strange, to be quite honest with
you. So why do people refer?
Well, according to Mark, a beach is a strip of land covered with sand, pebbles, or small stones.
No, that's not true, Mark.
Mark is after giving you the definition.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question, you fool of a man.
What?
You absolute fool. No, you, Mark. You're an absolute fool of a man. Okay, let me ask you a question. Has anyone ever built a sandcastle on Bray? Answer the question.
A beach is a narrow strip of land formed by loose particles of sand, pebbles, or shells that borders a body of water such as an ocean. Yeah?
Actually, down in Bray there last week, I bumped into Shell. She was asking for you. No, Shell that works in the ice
cream
shop.
So you can have a sandy beach. No, listen to me.
No.
You can have a sandy beach or a stony beach.
I do not.
Bray just happens to be a stony beach.
I do not recognise the state of Bray front. I can't even know what to call it. Like,
I'm sorry, it is a beach. It's just a stony one.
No, if you can.
Well, there's no, it is.
No, I'm not. That's like forcing the Americans to recognise the state of Palestine. You can't force me to recognise Bray as a beach.
But it is a beach.
You can't force me, though.
But I am forcing you because it's a statement of fact. Bray Beach is a beach. It just happens to be a stony beach. It's not a sandy beach.
If I bring my kids down to Bray, I'm not going to call. I refuse to. Like, remember last week, people were refusing to call trans people trans.
Yeah.
I am now that person. Yeah. So I am refusing to refer to it as a beach. If I bring my kids down there later on today with a bucket and spade.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the little fork thing as well, which they have.
Yeah.
A little fork thing.
Are they going to be able to build a sandcastle?
And if they can't, then they probably
need some cement because with the stones, you'd want them to stick together. So you'd need some cement.
Sorry, hang on. Damien Horan, it's skimming, not rimming. Rimming is a whole different pastime you couldn't get away with on the beach. Well, sure, I have got away with it, Damien. I've literally done it multiple times. You've done it as well.
Yeah, I have done it myself, yeah.
Did you do it with your missus or on your own?
What?
I only ever do it on my own.
Yeah, no, it's a solitary exercise.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Now, this is getting ridiculous. Rebecca says there's a beach in Leash. Now, how could there be a beach in a landlocked county?
On a lake. You fool of a man.
That's not a beach either.
It is a beach.
That's not a beach. This is a beach. That's not a beach. This is a beach.
You can get beaches on rivers. I was on a beach.
No, I'm telling you, it's getting silly now. Oh, so hang on. To all you absolute lickers listening to this now, if I go out to Smith's Toys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, Sarah, now there's just lies coming in. I'm not talking anymore. Sarah's saying there's sand on Bray Beach. There's not, Sarah.
There is.
I've spent many's a time on Bray Beach. No, it's not even a beach. Stop. So, anywhere that has a bit of sand can be a beach. Is that what you're saying?
It doesn't even have to have sand.
So, if I go to Smith's Toys this afternoon and buy a big bag of sand, yeah?
Yeah.
And I bring it in home and put it in the bath and put a bit of water in it, stick a parasol in my bath. Have you seen the size of my bath? Massive. Fits six people.
Well, it's the size of your house, is it?
You need to stop taking jabs at the size of my house. At least I own my house. The bank owns yours.
Oh, yeah. The bank owns yours as well.
I own it outright. I have the deeds. Do you want me to bring in the deeds?
Yeah, bring in the deeds.
I have the deeds.
You have the deeds.
I have the deeds.
You can't deal with the deeds.
I have the deeds. You want the deeds.
Oh, it's going to be silly today.
So, no, it's not going to be silly. So, you can have a beach in Leash now. That's fucking ridiculous. That's fucking ridiculous. I'm sorry for cursing, but I'm...
Well, not, you said Leitrim, didn't you?
No, Leash.
Oh, Leash. Yeah, there's lakes in Leash, is there?
Bear with. Leash, beach. Now, do you know where Leash is on the map?
It's kind of in the Midlands there.
Yeah, okay. So, Midlands.
Yeah.
How do you spell Leash?
L-A-O-Y-S. Well,
that's Laos. Where's Laos?
It's over in Asia there.
Laos.
No, that's Leash.
How do you spell Leash?
There. Yeah, well done. Leash beach. Yeah. Yep, there.
No, look, there isn't a beach in Leash because it's landlocked.
Well, then you got the county wrong. Is there a lake in Leash? No, I don't think there is.
Oh, look. Is that Leash Beach?
That is. With all the palm trees, yeah.
That's the Caribbean, for feck's sake. Anyway, guys, if you were ever heading out to Bray area, please do not refer to the seafront. It's a seafront. Can we all agree that it's a seafront?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Like, you're from Bray originally. Although you're from Ballybrack.
I'm from,
as soon as you got a bit of money and notoriety.
When did I ever get that?
Actually, this is a true story, and Adrian's going to try and cut me off if I tell the story, so I'll tell it really quick before his old fingers can press the off button. Adrian, when he moved from Ballybrack to Bray, so he grew up in Ballybrack, robbed cars and used to rob...
I never robbed a car in my life.
Used to rob Tesco's in Watson's. Very well known in Watson's estate for robbing Tesco's. He used to go in and rob cigarettes out of...
Would you stop making up shit?
Oh, no. Anyway, when Adrian moved to Bray in 1995...
Yeah.
He turned up at a council meeting for Bray County Council.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, this story may or may not be true. It's not.
Oh, it's actually true.
Come on, try me.
Went to a meeting for Bray City Council and demanded...
Bray City Council?
Well, what's the council called? What's the council called? BCC, Bray County Council. And he demanded...
Bray County Council?
I thought, what the fucking county council is it? Bray...
Do you know of a County Bray?
No, what's the council?
So why would you have a county council?
What's the council called in Bray?
Bray Urban District Council.
See, the fact that he even knows it will make this story true. Adrian went along to a meeting of Bray Urban City Council. And he demanded, so those of you, if you've ever driven into Bray, you go up the Vivey Road.
Vivey.
See, you knew that as well. And on the left is the McGettigan's Bar, isn't it, and the hotel. And there's a sign as you go into Bray and it says, "Welcome to Bray." And Adrian demanded from Bray City Council that they put his name underneath the sign going, "Home of Adrian Kennedy."
That's not a true story.
And for those of you who don't believe the story, you know what you can do, because there's minutes taken of all these council meetings, isn't there? No, isn't there? I told you the story.
So you're alleging that I rocked up to a council and said, that lovely sign on the way into Bray, I want my name put on it.
So when you go to America and you drive into a town in America, it will go, "Welcome to wherever."
Springfield.
Welcome to Springfield, home of Homer Simpson. You demanded that Bray Council put on that sign driving into Bray. You know, just beside Windsor Bray, the motorist place.
Yeah.
That's where the sign is. And you demanded that they put underneath that sign, "Welcome to Bray, home of Adrian Kennedy." It's the saddest.
It's not a true story.
When I heard that, I will provide the meeting, the minutes of the meeting. They literally asked, at the end of the meeting, they said AOB, didn't they?
What's AOB?
Any other business.
Any L business.
And Adrian stood up and said, I want to be heard. Oh, you're a pathetic man.
You're a pathetic man with pathetic stories that are not true.
For any of you who have a bit of free time, a lot of you don't do anything with your lives, so rather other than listen to this.
Ladies and gentlemen.
If you have a bit of free time, knock on the county council door. It's up by McDonald's and Bray.
And say what?
And say, "Can I have a look at the minutes from the 5th of January 1995 when Adrian Kennedy stood up in front of a room full of councillors and said, I want to be recognised as a celebrity of Bray?"
Oh, that story is completely untrue.
Prove it's not true. The onus is on you to prove it.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion matters, but not as much as ours does.
Did any of you hear the other news? I do want to talk about something else after this, yeah? But did any of you hear the news today that in the UK, they are banning hugging in the workplace?
What?
Oh, yeah, I have a big problem with that. Now, I have to be honest with you, Aidan.
Why do you call me Aidan when you know well my name is Adrian? You've known me for 30-odd years.
Yeah.
So how would you make that mistake?
Because I don't like the name Adrian, so there we go.
Well, I don't like the name Jeremy, Dick.
Anyway, are we going to be childish about this?
Yeah.
You're not a huggy person. Women don't like hugging you. They've told me they've...
Monsieur Dixon.
No, I've been told at parties, they literally said, "Keep that predator away
only,
from me."
Only an hour ago.
Here's a made-up story.
No, no.
Here's a made-up story.
Only an hour ago.
Here's a made-up story.
I got a lovely hug from one of our female...
One of our female politicians.
Gave me a lovely hug, actually.
Helen McEntee.
No, it wasn't Helen, no.
Because
no.
you and her are...
You were like that, yeah.
Like that, yeah.
No, not Helen,
Are you part of the big pharma conspiracy?
Yeah, that's me, yeah.
Adrian, why are you giving out puberty blockers outside schools? I saw you outside a school in Swords earlier on.
You didn't.
Adrian was literally...
I wasn't.
As God is my witness, and he is. Hey, God. Adrian was outside a school in Swords at 12 o'clock today. You can look this up at Beyond 6-1 News with Brian Dobson.
Hasn't done it for years.
I haven't watched it for years.
Oh, well, there you go.
Who does the 6-1 News?
I don't know. Oh, David McCullough.
Never heard of him. Anyway, 12 o'clock.
And Sharon Tobin.
Never heard of her. Anyway, at 12 o'clock today, Adrian was outside a school in Swords handing out. It was like Halloween.
At 12 o'clock today, I was getting a hug from one of our female politicians. So this goes back to what are you saying?
Joan Burton.
It wasn't Joan Burton. She's not even a politician anymore.
Oh, is she not? Okay, no. Shows I don't. Heather Humphreys.
No, it wasn't Heather.
Heather Humphreys.
It wasn't Heather. No.
It wasn't Sinn Féin. They wouldn't hug you.
What?
They wouldn't hug you.
Anyway,
give me your name of the politician. It was Helen. You and Helen McEntee are very, very close.
What?
You're very, very close. She's a lovely woman, actually, Helen, isn't she?
Well.
What? What, do you not like her?
I know, I do.
You were doing a gig with her a couple of weeks ago and you said she's the nicest woman you could ever meet. She is.
I didn't say the nicest woman you could ever meet.
I'm a big fan of Helen McEntee, but Helen, if you're listening to this, can I just say to you, stop pushing the trans down the kids' throats. Stop giving out free. You know she's giving out free puberty blockers.
She's not.
In buns. Oh, you know the way you get buns. Do you still get buns in school?
Buns?
Oh, in the school I used to go to, which I can't name for GDPR reasons. A very sensitive issue. What school I went to?
Why?
That just is.
Why is that a sensitive issue?
School don't want to be associated with me.
Oh, well, that'll be.
No, that's actually the truth.
I believe that.
They did. I went to a, what's it called when you meet up?
School reunion?
Yeah. And literally the headmaster, who's now retired.
Asked you to leave?
No, he didn't ask me. He says, do you do a podcast, don't you? And I said, yeah. He says, don't ever mention what school you went on the podcast. We want to disassociate ourselves.
Interesting.
It's like your man in America.
Who?
RFK. He's not allowed to tell people where he went to school. Because he's a fucking...
Well, for obvious reasons.
He's a fucking psychopathic nut job. Can he sue me over that?
He possibly could, yeah.
Anyway, back to the hugs. The buns, first of all. When I went to school, I can't name what school. Did this happen in anybody else's school? The school I went to, every... That's Adrian blowing his nose. Now, if you've seen the size of Adrian's nose, when he blows his nose, ships start crashing into the rocks outside.
That's not true either.
Look, there's a... Look. There's the HSE. What's it called? What's
that? The ship? HSE.
What's that ship?
The HSE ship.
What's the ship called? What's the name of the ship that comes in here? The HSE.
The HSE.
No, what's it called?
If you're about to say the HSS...
That's what I'm about to say.
That hasn't run for 10 years. That boat literally hasn't run for 10 years.
Well, I haven't been on a boat in 10 years because I'm not a social welfare recipient. That's who goes on those boats. Anybody that gets a boat to the UK, social welfare recipient.
Well, truck drivers get the boats to the UK all the time.
Social welfare. But they have to. You can't put an Arctic on the back of a plane.
Anyway,
the school I went to, every day of the week, they used to give out buns and milk.
Buns and milk?
Buns and milk.
I remember getting milk in school. I don't remember getting buns.
Current buns.
No.
Although they're not so current now because it was many years ago. So they were current at the time.
I don't ever remember that. Anyway, so you've an issue with hugging in the workplace. What are you talking about?
I have an issue with them not giving out buns anymore.
Can we go back to the start of this conversation? You go round in circles.
No, I...
Do you not get dizzy?
You know what? That's an interesting question. The one ride that I don't like is doggies. No, not that kind of ride. Is the waltzer.
Why?
Because it goes around. I can't be on a ride that goes around and around.
Oh, really?
You give me any other ride. Can you give me another ride? Mention a ride.
A roller coaster. Big, huge.
No bother. Not a bother to me. Don't. I even tell them to keep the bar up. Don't bring the bar down. No, no bother. I can't go on a ride that goes around and around. Anyway, the point I was trying to make is in the UK, they are trying to ban hugging in the workplace. And I am a big hugger. Then to take you back, Adrian came up with a story that said a female politician... And we've named
a lovely hug.
We've literally named all the female politicians in Ireland. And was it Mary Lou MacDonald?
No, it wasn't Mary Lou. She
spurned a hug for me.
Oh, really? I
was in her, not her constituency office, her chambers.
Her chambers?
Have you ever been in Mary Lou's chambers?
No, I haven't, funny enough.
They're
no.
quite tight, I have to be honest with you.
So you were in Mary Lou's chambers.
And for those who don't, you've seen the photograph of me in the chambers.
Did you give her a hug? Did you try to?
Anybody I come across, I'll hug. Apart from Larry Murphy. I wouldn't hug Larry Murphy.
He's a nasty
person. But most people that I meet, I will give them a hug because I grew up in a huggy household, yeah?
Okay. And why do you hug people at work?
Oh, sorry, God. Andrea, who's one of my favourite ladies, I'd give Andrea a hug now. She lives in the UK, and when she's coming home to Ireland, she gets the boat, and she wants to point out that she's not a recipient of social welfare. I'm just saying, Andrea, it's a certain ilk of person that travels by boat. That's all I'm saying.
Somebody wants to bring their car?
Nah, ilk.
Ilk.
Ilk. A certain ilk.
So can I go back to the hugging in the workplace? Are you one of those lecherous creeps in the workplace that goes around hugging everybody?
Have you been reading my LinkedIn page, Kev?
What, lecherous?
No, I'm not. Women like hugs from me. Often a woman would come in if she has her monthlies and she would say...
This may or may not be true.
Oh, no, this is absolutely true.
I'll send the tape into your place of employment.
And say what? Have you had your monthlies?
Did you hear what Jeremy said?
No, this is...
I'll email it to all of the female staff you work with.
No, all I'm saying is certain females that I've worked with, yes?
Yeah.
Maybe in the future, the past or the present, yeah? When they have their monthlies... So you know nothing about women. You know... What you know about women, yeah?
So hang on, you're telling me that when a woman is having her period, all she wants is a hug from you?
Yeah, okay, a woman who'll remain nameless, Jan.
Why are you naming her if she's to remain nameless?
How many Jans do you know?
I know none.
Oh, fuck.
I know one.
Oh.
Used to work with a Jan.
Okay, well, I know a Jan very well.
And she works in RTE now.
Is it the same Jan? What age would Jan be?
About your age.
Ah, she's not getting her monthlies anymore then. So anyway, this girl Jan,
yeah,
who I work with, she when she gets her monthlies,
yeah,
once a month, she's always quite huggy. And she'd often come in, and I'll know that it's her monthlies. And she'll come in and she'll say, got my monthlies today, Jezza. She calls me Jezza. Kind of a thing we have going on. And she says, Jezza, can I have a hug? And I say, no problem, Jan. And I will go up and I'll give Jan a hug. And she'll say, Jeremy, that's
there
me.
Is no woman on planet Earth that walks into your workplace and says to you, I've got my monthlies, can I have a hug?
Oh, no, we have that kind of working relationship.
That's weird. Now, that should be banned from the workplace.
Well, no, the one thing that's weird about Jan's monthlies, yeah?
Yeah.
Is that they're never on time.
Meaning what?
So sometimes it'll be the first week of the, it'll be the first Tuesday of the month.
Yeah.
And she come in and go, I've got my monthlies, can I have a hug, Jeremy? No problem, Jan, anything for you. And then the next month, yeah? It'll be the second Friday of the month. So she has a very irregular movements, if you know what I mean.
Have you discussed this with her, seeing as you know all about it?
But why does a woman... Why
I don't know. You're so well acquainted with her that you hug her because she has her periods.
Yeah, I'm acquainted with women. But I don't know. I don't understand the plumbing.
Right.
It's like I could go in and I can fix a leaky tap in the toilet, yeah? But I don't understand where the pipe goes. You know what I mean? I can turn the tap off, yeah?
Yeah.
But I don't know the pipes. And I'm the same with a woman. I don't know a woman's pipes, how they work. So
if anybody can answer that question, I don't know the answer to it. Yeah. I think it's very, very, very weird that you have...
Sorry, what question you have to ask? And is it okay to hug a woman who has her monthlies? She was feeling... again, you don't understand this, yeah? Because most of the women in your life have gone through the change in the last 20 years.
Yeah.
So, but most women, when they get their monthlies, they want a bit of tender, a bit of...
A bit of JD?
Yeah, just to move in. Put your arms around and go.
Okay.
A little pass.
Okay,
A little pass on the shoulder saying, it's going to be okay. It could be worse. If you didn't get them, you'd be pregnant. And then to go, Jeremy, that's
this
nice.
May or may not be true.
Jan is very, very much alive and true.
I now...
She didn't text. You're not texting, Jan, are you?
No, I'm just showing you the female politician. There you go. That's the female politician.
Holy.
Yep.
And you would be.
Yeah.
No, you don't even get that joke.
You would be.
Yeah, you would be.
You would be.
Where's it gone? Hang on a sec. We just need to discuss something off air.
Yeah, you would be what?
You would be.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, you would be.
You didn't get that joke.
I do now, yeah.
Nobody will get that joke. So the politician that Adrian has just shown me a photograph, by the way, well outside your fucking Premier League table. That's Premier League.
Just saying, hug.
That's Premier League, your conference league.
Well, I didn't discuss periods with her. Weirdo.
Did you have your period this month, asked Brian. I just want to know why women, why their periods aren't on the button. I thought you could time a period like, you know, you turn the oven on, you set it to 40 minutes.
Yeah.
It beeps after 40 minutes. I thought you could time your period that way. That if you get on the first Friday of every month, that'll always be the case.
No.
So what happened?
I don't know. Frankly...
Oh, I couldn't give a damn.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Welcome.
Sorry, the bottom line is we should be able to still hug in the workplace. Do you not agree?
No.
Really?
It's not the place.
Although I've worked with you for 20 years, yeah,
30 years.
And I've actually never seen a woman come up to you and say, can I have a hug, Aidan?
What, only happened an hour and a half ago.
She gave you a hug?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was she wearing that dress?
No, not that dress, no, unfortunately.
But what were the circumstances where she wanted to give you a hug?
Felt like it.
Big debates, from the serious to the ridiculous. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
I just witnessed something in Port Marnock where I was driving through the village of Port... Is it a village?
Yeah, it's a village, yeah.
I was driving through the village of Port Marnock about half an hour ago, circa half an hour.
Okay, yeah.
That means about. I only learned that word the other day. Have you noticed on this podcast, every week I throw in different buzzwords?
What's circa?
Circa.
Circa is your buzzword this week.
It's a great word, isn't it? Circa.
No, you should say about.
See, I studied Latin for 6 years in...
Can you speak a bit of Latin then?
In my private school, I went to Clongowes, and then I went and majored in ancient languages. Yes, I majored in ancient languages.
Here we go again. Do you know what you are?
In the universe.
You are the ultimate. Have you ever heard of Walter Mitty?
No. Did he go?
You are the ultimate Walter Mitty.
In the University of Exeter, I majored in...
University of... is there even a university in Exeter?
You can look me up. I'm an alumni. That means you're a past student of there. There is a university in Exeter. I went there.
Where's Exeter?
Wales. Oh no, that's Wrexham. Oh shit. No, it's okay. It's the Midlands.
And you went there. So hang on.
My college years were a blur. I went.
Hang on. You allegedly.
No, it's not allegedly.
You majored in the University of Exeter.
In ancient languages.
And you don't know where Exeter actually is.
I do know where it is.
Where is it?
It's in the UK.
Yeah, no, I know it's in the UK.
Well, you want to know what county it's in? It's in Cheshire.
It's in Cheshire?
Yeah, which is where Cheshire cats come from. You know the cats that always smile? That's where the expression came from. You have a smile like a Cheshire cat. Anyway, I studied ancient languages in the University of Exeter.
Yeah, no, go on.
And some of the languages I studied were Latin, Greek, yeah. And one of my fluent languages that I speak, and I could do this podcast in if you want, I speak Aramaic, which was the language of our Lord and Saviour, Prince Jesus Christ. No, he's not a prince.
Prince Jesus Christ. Sorry, I have to go back to your days in the University of Exeter, yeah?
Yes, yeah. Six years.
6 years in Exeter.
Yeah.
And sorry, where did you say Exeter is?
In the UK.
Yeah, what part of the UK?
What?
What part of the UK? You said Cheshire.
No, the main part of the UK.
You said Cheshire. You said it's in Cheshire.
Yeah.
Didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, can I just tell you that Cheshire is 226 miles away from Exeter?
Oh, no, but I would know. Sorry, my student accommodation was in the other part, and then I had to get the bus to...
Why, you travelled 4.5 hours.
Yeah. 6 years, ladies and gentlemen.
Commuting a 4.5 hour drive every day.
Or as they say in ancient languages, sextus annulus. 6 years.
And one of the anyway, I'm just trying to prove the point that there is absolutely no way on God's earth that Jeremy actually went to the University of Exeter.
Oh, sorry, I have. If you go into my house, you wouldn't be let into my house, by the way. But if you go into my house in my hallway,
yeah,
you will see the certificate of higher education and degree.
Do you actually realise, this is just a genuine question, do you realise that you live in a fantasy world? Every single day on this podcast,
it's a great world,
you tell us a different story
it's a great world.
Completely untrue.
Anyway, this is neither here nor there. What I want to say is, I want to say Annus Horribilis, that's Latin by the way, to hello, how are you, to a woman. It is. To a woman.
Annus Horribilis, and I never studied Latin, means horrible year.
Hello is actually salve. I want to say a big salve. That's Latin, by the way. You'll often hear priests. Do you ever go to a Latin mass?
No.
Salve mio diosis abelide domino. They always talk about dominoes. Have you never been to a Latin mass? Mm. Sorry, what's wrong?
Nothing's wrong, per se.
Oh, what is it?
I'm actually getting very concerned about having you on this podcast so frequently.
It's doing damage to the brand.
I think it's doing damage to your mental health. I think you're exhibiting signs of deteriorating mental health, and I don't really feel I should take advantage of that.
But you shouldn't be making fun of it if my mental health is not stable.
No, this is the point. I shouldn't probably be...
Are you saying like Rain Man?
You're carrying on.
I'm going to be counting... what did he count? What are those things called? That you stick between your teeth?
Toothpicks.
Yeah, I'm going to be counting toothpicks next. No,
I'm just concerned that you live in this dream world and you make up all these stories.
Sorry, you know I went to the University of Exeter for 6 years.
You don't even know where Exeter is.
I do know where Exeter is.
Where is it?
The mainland UK.
But what part of it?
The
north, south, east or west?
Very picturesque part. It's in the Lake District. Near Lake Windermere, actually.
Oh, God almighty.
Anyway, can I just say, it is embarrassing. So I'm going to, can I just say a big shout out to a woman that I saw going through Portmarnock Village.
Oh, yeah, that's where we started the story.
Sextus Annulus. No, that was
six years ago.
No, about a half an hour ago. And this woman was pushing a pram. Now, you may think, ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing strange about that, but this woman was pushing a triplet pram.
A triplet pram?
Yeah. How prevalent are triplets?
Not too prevalent, but they do happen. Joe Duffy has triplets, for example.
Does he really?
Yeah.
No, he has twins.
No, he's triplets. He's three of them.
Well, I've only ever met him with his twins.
No, he's got three.
I don't think so. I think it's two.
He's got triplets, you fool.
No, I have been...
Google it there. Joe Duffy, triplets.
No, I would have wanted to Google. I've been in the presence of Joe Duffy many, many times.
Yeah.
And he's often said, Jeremy, say hello to my two kids there. Say hello to my two kids there.
That's how he said it.
That's my two kids there. Say hello to them. That's Jeremy there. That's Jeremy there off the podcast thing. Say hello to them.
Yeah.
You're not going to find it on Google.
Joe Duffy has triplets. They're called Ellen, Sean and Ronan. Sean. Two boys and a girl.
Well, I've never met Sean. Sorry, Sean.
Sorry about that, Sean. Duffy. Anyway, he does have triplets. Sorry, what did he say? So she had a triplet pram.
Yeah. And three babies. And I'm driving by and it gave me a whole new respect for women. You know, I don't really have much respect for women.
Yeah, but that's another part of your problem that we need to deal with.
It's ruining the brand.
It is.
It's ruining the... Opinions Matter hates women. No, I think you have to see a woman giving birth to appreciate. Women are brilliant. My wife is a brilliant woman. She really is a brilliant woman. She had her first baby. They came into her and said, do you want epidurals? She said, fuck you and your epidurals.
Fair play to her.
It's very, very bad language when she's in labour. Very bad language. You see women in a different light, don't you? And when I saw this woman, and I'm sure this will get back to the woman, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure she'll hear this because their podcast reaches far and wide.
Yeah? Go on, yeah, triplet woman.
Fair play to you. I don't know how you do it.
Well, she doesn't really have much choice. I mean, she has the kids.
But then I was thinking to myself, because you know the ADHD that I have, I go off on tangents. And as I'm driving by and I'm seeing the woman pushing the prams. First of all, the pram is so fucking wide, you couldn't get it into the door of any shop. So she probably won't be able to buy clothes.
Three all in a row?
Yeah, well, what other way could they be? On top of each other?
No, I've seen ones where two of them are at the bottom and one is up on top.
No, you haven't.
I have,
That's
yeah.
AI. That
no, it's not.
Exist.
I've Sorry. Seen it.
A baby sitting on top of another baby. What's this, China?
The pram was made in such a way that the bottom was two prams and then one on top. Yeah, I did.
No, I've never seen that pram.
Well, I'm not making up this story.
So there's one on the bottom and one on the top.
No, there's two on the bottom and one on the top.
No, that doesn't... Yeah. You have two... Amanda, get me a photograph of that pram.
Yeah, I'll get it for you. Go on anyway.
But so this, it got me thinking as I'm watching this poor woman pushing the three babies in the pram, yeah?
Yeah.
How does she feed them?
What do you mean, how does she feed them?
Nature obviously didn't design the female body for three babies.
Oh, in other words, she doesn't have three boobs.
Well, I didn't want to be... Well, where's the extra tits coming from?
I imagine.
If you look at a cow, how many tits has a cow got? By the way, if you're just tuning in at this particular point of the podcast,
You probably should rewind.
How many tits does a cow have?
Loads.
Can anybody answer how many tits a cow has?
They have loads, yeah.
Which cow? That one or the other one?
Now, sorry, by the way, you called me a liar. Yeah, I don't like being called a liar. I do not like being called a liar.
You lie about everything in your life.
No.
You literally lie about everything in your life.
I'm going to show you a buggy. Yeah, triplet buggy. Now, watch this very closely.
Yes,
look. Are you ready? Hang on, here it comes. So here's the triplet buggy. One on top, two on the bottom.
So she needs to lose her post-baby weight, doesn't she?
You bastard.
Post-baby, those kids are nearly a school age.
When you look at the buggy, that's what I'm talking about. Look, one on top and two on the bottom.
Oh, I like that.
Look, one on top, two on the bottom.
Now, if you're walking down the path and that comes towards you, you're going to have to move off the path.
You probably will.
Although you shouldn't really.
But you denied that there's a one up on
Don't blame it on the buggy.
Oh, my Jesus.
Kate, that buggy exists. My point is, God did not design women for triplets. So why does he? Because there's no third tit.
I should imagine most mothers.
Amanda, shut up for a second. Amanda, can you find out how many udders a cow has?
Six.
Oh, I think it's a lot more
six.
Than that. No.
Anyway, I imagine most mothers of triplets don't breastfeed. They probably bottle feed.
Mike has been onto us. Isn't it mad how people never text us about serious topics?
And then when we ask how many udders a cow has.
Straight away. Oh, yeah. I want to get involved in that conversation.
So, anyway, do you concede that there is a buggy, a kid's buggy, a triplet buggy, where one is on top and two on the bottom?
I've never, ever seen that
before. Well, you have now.
But why has God not given women an extra boob? Do you remember, what was that movie where your woman had three tits?
No.
Oh, it's very classic movie.
No idea.
Ah, you do. A fella goes into a strip club, yeah?
Yeah.
Sounds like a joke. A fella walks into a strip club.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Exeter's in the southeast of England. It was only winding you up, but not knowing where it was, obviously.
It's actually the southwest of England, fool.
It depends on where you're looking at the map.
There's only one way. It's the southwest.
It's the southeast. Yeah, it's near Plymouth.
Because
I used to go to Plymouth for weekends with my college mates, my alumni.
Oh, fucking hell, man.
What was the movie where your man goes into a strip club, yeah?
I don't know. You're waffling away now.
No,
you're annoying me now.
What is the name of the movie? Your man goes into a strip club and your woman opens her bra and she has three tits.
I have no idea.
I remember the scene because when we were kids, whatever the movie was, we used to, because we were horny teenagers, we used to pause the movie at the point where your woman opened her bra and there was three tits. That's what, every woman needs a third boob, don't they?
Do that. I don't think women would be really in a rush.
Men would, though.
Men are just saps, though.
What is the movie? Find me the movie that has three tissues. Look up the third.
No, I don't want to. I am not. I'm very concerned about the search history on this computer. I am not searching for women with three boobs.
Oh, sorry. It's coming in now. Michael Saunders. What's his name? Michael Saunders.
Michael Saunders. Yeah.
Michael Saunders. Total Recall.
There's a woman with three boobs in Total Recall.
How have you not? Jeez. Put it this way.
Can we get on with this,
by the way? Hang on. I want to show you this. Three boob woman. So I had...
Yeah, look, even the search won't show it.
Oh, God, yeah, it won't. Yeah, look, there she is. Look, there's the... Look, she has three boobs. So I had that movie, Total Recall, on VHS when I was a teenager.
And?
Yeah. And the tape actually wore down because I had it paused on that scene for so long.
Weirdo. Ladies and gentlemen,
three-boobed woman.
I can only apologise for the current state of my co-host here. I am deeply, deeply concerned for your mental well-being.
I just haven't taken my meds. I promise on the next episode of this podcast, I will be fully medicated. Honestly, Google it though. You won't be sad. Three-boobed woman, Total Recall.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. No other podcast sounds like it.
That's probably just as well.
I'm in a good mood today. I don't know why I'm in such a good mood today. I'm buzzing today.
Because you just saw a picture of your grandson. Very, very cute grandson, I have to say.
He really is.
I think grandchildren are probably better than children.
Oh, they are.
Because you can hand them back.
And you can just get lovely photographs of them.
And you have no responsibilities.
Yes, great. So
Adrian, if you don't, like, he hasn't mentioned it. He never mentioned...
But you're the one bringing it up.
He never mentions his cancer and he never mentions his...
I don't mention my cancer.
You do. You're like Joe Biden. Constantly going on about it. So
what's going on here?
Yeah. So if there's two things Adrian will mention before the day is out, it's his cancer.
One is good and one is bad. Cancer is bad and...
The cancer is good.
No, it's not.
It is gone. It's gone.
Oh, it's gone. Yeah, it's gone. Yeah. But the grandson. Ah, what a lad.
Yes.
And my daughter sent me a photograph of him just an hour ago.
Yeah.
And now, honestly, wouldn't that put a smile on anybody's face, wouldn't it?
Seriously. Big fan of babies. Big fan of babies.
He's the cheesiest.
But the great thing is you don't have any worries about him. You don't have to pay for his education.
No, I don't.
In fact, you didn't even give your daughter a present for her baby shower.
No, I didn't.
Fucking disgusting.
No, I have no involvement.
Literally disgusting. She had her baby shower like about 5 months ago. Nothing. Absolutely, not even.
But it's not a man thing.
Not even a packet of diapers was bought for that baby.
Anyway,
a packet of diapers.
They got enough gifts from me, I can tell you.
Who did?
My daughter and her son.
Well, if you really love them, you give them one of your gaffes.
One of my gaffes.
Yeah, one of your gaffes.
One of my several.
One of your several gaffes, yeah. How many have you got now?
Oh, millions.
Four.
Millions.
Ladies and gentlemen, have we any ominous music?
Ominous music?
Yeah, ominous music.
What's ominous music?
You know what ominous means?
No, not really, actually.
Either do I, but I need the music.
You want ominous music?
Ominous music, yeah.
I thought I had some ominous music. Oh, I do. Here we go. You ready? You ready? Oh, hang on.
While he's doing that, can I just start off by saying...
Here we go.
Okay. Oh. But before we come to the ominous track... Jesus.
That's ominous, isn't it?
Before we come to the ominous... bring that back down.
You wanted ominous...
Before we come to the ominous section of the podcast, okay, I want to apologise, first of all. It's very rare I apologise on this podcast. I'm sorry, but it is very rare that I apologise. And sometimes my tongue gets the better of me. That's what she said last night, girl.
That's not what she said last night.
And sometimes my tongue, my mum always said to me, and I've been like this since I was a kid, that I should think before I speak. But I think it's my undiagnosed ADHD. That's what I'm using as an excuse.
Okay, go on anyway.
And... A painter got in contact with us, didn't he?
A painter?
You know about this. You forwarded me the message from him. Why are you acting dumb?
The painter?
The painters were in.
There's no painters in here.
The painters were in.
And what did the painter say?
You sent me the message. Was that a made-up message?
I can't remember the message.
Oh, my God, he has Alzheimer's. Cancer and Alzheimer's. God hates you. He really does.
Come on.
You sent me a message from a painter giving out that I said it was an unskilled job.
Oh, I did send you that message. God. Oh, now I remember. The other day,
bear with for a second. I just want to give Adrian his Alzheimer's tablets. There you go.
Why, is there such a thing?
There should be.
Anyway, yes, on a previous podcast, Jeremy said...
It wasn't previous. It was on this podcast, you fool.
Oh, was it earlier on this one?
Was
it?
Rewind it back in here. I basically said that... when you listen back to it, it sounds bad.
Spit it out.
Painting is an unskilled job and you could learn to do it in 20 minutes. And a painter got onto us. The painters are in.
Well, there's not in this room, they're not.
And he got very upset with my comments and said that it is a skilled job. And I want to, first of all, apologise to
the painter.
What's his name? Is Gary?
Gary, yeah.
Gary the painter. How are you, Gary?
Is that what we need the ominous music for? No,
that was for something else. And secondly, I'm apologising, Gary, for what I said, but I believe what I said. If that makes sense.
Okay, you said a painter is an unskilled job anybody can pretty much do and you don't need much training. That's what you said.
So a skilled job is a job that not everybody can do. So landing an Airbus A380, I couldn't do that. If you put me in the cockpit...
No, of course you couldn't.
What would I do? I'd end up crashing it, wouldn't I? Killing 800 people.
Yeah, that's exactly what you do, yeah.
So I can't do that, okay? That's a job I could not do.
Yeah.
I could not stand up in court today and be a barrister. My client is innocent, Your Honour. He's an innocent man.
Okay.
I could probably be a free legal aid barrister. They're thick as fuck. Do you ever see the ones that the scumbags get?
Get on with it, will you?
My point is, it's not a skill.
It is a skilled job.
Okay, it's a skilled job that you could pick up on a Saturday afternoon for 2 hours. I can do it. A skilled job is a job that not everybody could do.
Well, now you paint the only painting I've ever seen you doing was those blue walls there.
Yeah, and it's not exactly the Sistine Chapel.
No, I mean, like, seriously.
Say your man next door to us. Our accountant, by the way, operates next door to us. He's in the next suite, which is handy because we can hand him over all the brown envelopes with the cash that we get from Pfizer
for
pushing vaccines, and we give them straight to him, don't we? You couldn't do the job that our accountant does.
No, I couldn't. No.
Why?
Because it's a skilled job.
So you couldn't learn to be an accountant. So any job that you can learn to do in the weekend, and I'm going to do a list. Can I do a list? If anybody have any you want to throw on this list, be happy to do it. Lickers, just comment in Facebook if you have another job that you think should be on the list of...
Darren says you couldn't drive a forklift.
I absolutely could. In fact, Darren, my son has a Lego forklift and I can operate it perfectly.
I don't think it's the same thing.
It's a remote control one. Yeah, you can put the scooper out.
Aren't the wheels at the back? Don't the wheels turn at the back?
The wheels in the back go round and round.
Yeah.
But
so if you turn the steering wheel,
I could,
the wheels at the back turn.
I could learn it in an hour. Okay.
You could learn it in an hour.
I could lift pallets, yeah? I could lift pallets in an hour. So here's a job. Nails.
Nails?
Nails.
What about nails?
Anybody can do it.
Oh, you mean fingernails?
What are the fucking nails?
I thought you meant nails and a hammer, like.
Oh, no better man for giving a good hammering. Very good. Very good. What?
Whatever.
Yes.
Who says shit like that? Honestly, immature little bastards say shit like, oh, I'm no great for an old hammering I am. I mean, listen to yourself.
I don't like listening to myself.
But you should.
Okay. So, nails, yeah? My wife, as you know, yeah? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
My wife learned... I bought her a nail kit last Christmas. Now, nails is not her job.
Yeah.
Yeah? She's not into nails, but I was sick of fucking going on to Banking 24 on a Friday and saying, oh, Jesus, look who's been in the nail salon all the time. Literally, our kids didn't eat for the whole month of February.
Because she was getting her nails done.
So I said, fuck that, and I bought her a nail kit. She learned... No, her nails. Have you seen her nails?
No.
Impeccable. Oh. You could eat your dinner off her nails.
All nails should be impeccable.
Oh, no, I know a woman who has filthy, dirty nails.
Name names.
Your woman.
Who?
Lisa.
Oh. Yeah. That left a taste, that
nasty.
Did. Nasty. Yeah.
Nasty nails. In fact, that's her nickname for her, isn't it? Nasty nails. My point is, Aidan, that my wife is not skilled in nails. And she opened the kit one Saturday. She took her kit out, yeah? Which she normally does on a Saturday. And literally learned to do perfect shellac nails, I'd say in about 90 minutes. Hello! That's why it's not a course in Trinity. That's why it's not a course in Trinity.
Painter and decorator is a skilled job. Yeah, I don't care what anybody says.
No, it's not.
If I do a bit of painting, there's white paint all over the carpet.
Any man can lick up and then lick down. Can you lick up and then lick down?
Yeah, easily, yeah.
So you lick up slow.
Yeah.
No, you're going too fast. Stop. Calm down.
Okay, anyway.
It's all in the rhythm.
Okay, we need to get on with this. I want to know why I have to play this ominous music. Why am I playing ominous music?
Do any of you believe in guardian angels?
No, not really, no.
Oh, then. Music off. There we go. It's the end of the podcast.
In answer to your question, no, I don't believe in guardian angels.
I had a visit on Monday from a guardian angel.
Oh. Tell me your story,
that,
Jeremy.
That orchestra, you can calm down. So I was driving into work at 20 past five in the morning. And okay, yeah. I was driving through
was
the...
Was it dark?
Yes, obviously it's dark.
It's dark, okay. It's dark.
But he's doing that stupid voice. And I was going through a junction at Leopardstown. Going not a junction, Leopardstown. It's not a T-junction. What's it when there's like four roads all converging?
It's a crossroads.
That's what it is. I was at a crossroads and the lights were green.
For crossroads?
Me. Stop repeating everything. 20 past five.
20 past five.
And as I'm driving through the junction...
She's driving through the junction.
Shut up. A little voice in my head
says
to me, stop the car. That. Don't scare me with the music. This is a serious conversation. Yeah, shut up.
A voice on your shoulder said, stop the car.
Stop the car. And have you never had that?
No.
Okay. You've never had a voice on your shoulder?
Never.
Saying, don't do what you're about to do. You probably should have that voice on your shoulder. You've made so many mistakes in your life.
So go on. Come on.
So the voice, you're taking the piss out of me.
The voice said...
Sorry, hang on a second. Did I take the piss out of your cancer?
Yes, you did. You never shut up about it.
Okay, that's a fair point. So... The voice
said
on my shoulder said, do not drive through the junction. And for some strange reason, I put the boot down.
Oh my God.
The brake.
The brake, yeah.
And as I put the brake, a truck broke the other light and drove right through.
Oh my God.
So you're taking the piss again. Stop it, stop, stop. That's ridiculous. Stop it, stop it. No, this is serious. Did I laugh over your cancer?
Yes, you did.
No, I never. Don't say
you
that.
Did.
You get me cancelled.
You did.
I never laughed about
you
your cancer.
You ridiculed me over it. Anyway, so...
The point is, the little voice in my shoulder...
Told you not to drive through these lights.
And had I done that, we would not be sitting here now. Well, you'd be sitting here with a replacement for me, which would be very difficult to do.
How would... Casey's brilliant. She's brilliant, yeah.
Is he?
Yeah, she.
And my point is now... Because I'm a paranoid sort of, and I'm into supernatural stuff, I have cheated death. What's the movie?
What's the movie?
What's the movie?
What is the movie?
Come on.
The Sixth Sense.
Oh, it's The Sixth Sense. He was dead.
The Green Mile.
No, he didn't cheat death. He died.
The Green Mile.
No, he died as well.
What other movies are about death?
Come on. That music is really, really bothering me.
You did ask for ominous music. Anyway, the bottom line is some dude on your shoulder said, don't go through those lights. You didn't go through those lights. And had you gone through those lights, you'd be brown bread.
It was literally an Arctic truck.
Well, fuck your man on your shoulder. What was he playing at? Like he could.
Sorry, when I say it was an Arctic truck, I don't know if it was from the Arctic. It probably wasn't because there was no ice.
An articulated lorry.
Articulated lorry. My point is now that I believe that because I cheated death, yeah? Don't put that music up again. I'll fucking break your finger. Shut the fuck up. Stop, stop. I'm trying to be serious about this.
I know, so am I.
I hope your cancer returns. There you go. There you go.
Oh, you nasty bastard.
No, you're being nasty.
No, you're being nasty.
I cheated death.
So did I. Like,
no, you didn't.
I did.
No, you didn't cheat death. That's different. Have you watched the Final Destination movies?
No, I haven't,
oh,
no.
Oh, Jesus Christ. But this conversation... Do you know what Final Destination is?
Absolutely no idea.
It's about 10 of the movies. Start watching them. It's all about people who... When you cheat death, death comes...
A knocking.
Knocking on the door. So I cheated death. So I'm paranoid. I'm not working under ladders. Like, I'm terrified that death is going to come up. You literally haven't watched the movie, have you?
No, I haven't.
Do you know what the movie's about? Can you guess what it's about?
Your final destination is death.
Death always wins in the end.
Well, we know that.
What?
Well, obviously all of us are going to die.
No, but you die in horrible ways. Did you not see the bit?
Do we have to have this conversation?
With the two girls.
Did you survive the potential crash?
So, here's the thing. I have a consultation in a couple of weeks to get my lamps checked out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've been saying that to me. My lamps aren't... My eyesight's not as good. 40 years of masturbation will do that to you. Like, where's Adrian? Where are you? So, I'm thinking of getting laser eye surgery.
Okay.
You haven't seen the movie?
No, I haven't.
So there's a scene in the movie where the man cheats death, like I did.
Yeah.
Stop whispering, like that. Very annoying. And then he goes and gets eye surgery, and the eye surgery machine pops his eyeball out of his socket.
Oh, Jesus.
That's death coming back to you. Death always wins. So, should I go And sorry, yes, Angela, the scene at the sun. Did you see the scene with the sunbeds?
No.
Where the two blonde girls go and get the sunbeds. Horrific. How have you not watched these movies?
And they burned alive.
You're literally,
they?
Your ignorance is annoying me today that you haven't seen these movies.
I haven't.
The sunbed crashes down on top of her and all the glass into her eyes and all the eyeballs popping out.
So you're now worried that if you get your laser eye surgery done,
yeah,
your eye's going to be poked out of your head just because of some little fucker on your shoulder the other day.
I cheated death and death is going to come back for me. Oh, she's not, Michelle's not happy. Look, you're a horrible prick, Jeremy. Imagine wishing cancer on someone.
Yeah, no, in fairness.
No, I didn't, in fairness.
You just did.
I said,
I hope it comes back.
Because you were laughing about my death.
But you're not dead, you're sitting here.
Here, Michelle, stop being offended on are you offended, Adrian?
I am offended.
Oh, you're only saying that now because you're
very offended.
Looking for sympathy.
How dare you go down that road?
Looking for sympathy.
I hope it comes back.
Looking for sympathy and cool.
Prick of a man.
Now, if it does come back, I will feel awful. Sorry, who was your rock of support during that?
It certainly wasn't you. It certainly wasn't you.
You're so nasty to me.
When I went off to have my surgery, you said, you better be fucking back here by next Monday.
Sorry, I gave you 2 weeks. Who was your rock during that cancer diagnosis?
My wife was.
No, she wasn't.
She was.
You said to me, I wish she was more supportive as you are.
No, I didn't say that.
You rang me that day and you said, Jeremy, why can't my wife be as supportive as you are? Thank you.
I come in here the day that I told you and you just laughed.
People are actually going to believe
that.
Yeah,
no, but you did. You did. I came in here after being in the doctors and they told me that I had cancer and I was very distraught and you just said, oh, come on, will you get on with
it? No, he actually came in and he said, I've been diagnosed with cancer. How do I get as much publicity as possible for the podcast on this?
Which I didn't do.
Literally send out emails and... Anyway, Final Destination, Adrian. Tonight you to watch Final Destination, okay?
Okay.
Which one are you going to watch?
I've no idea. Which one should I watch? Pick one for me.
The same thing happens in all of them.
Oh, right.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.